My name is Steve Adams, and I am your Republican candidate for sheriff of Moore County. I am also known as Steve Leader on the radio and am the owner and operator of Talk Radio 990 WEEB. Crime is out of control, which is one of the reasons I am running for sheriff. Here in Moore County, over the last 10 years, according to the SBI crime statistics, crime in Moore County has risen 20%. 20%, ladies and gentlemen. But I am here to tell you today that through new leadership and effective use of our current resources and effective new policies, we together can bring crime down. No longer do we have to accept crime as a part of our normal way of life, nor do we have to build it into our future infrastructure here in our county. During the past 2 years, and at the approval of your current appointed sheriff, the Sheriff's Department spent over $63 million of your hard-earned tax money, and crime did not come down one fraction of 1%. What in the world were we thinking? One of the reasons crime is constantly going up here in our county is because we, the voters, have basically given the sheriff and the department a monopoly. We have, in effect, put the fox in charge of the hen house. For as far back as anyone can remember, we have always elected the sitting sheriff. Whenever the sheriff runs for re-election, we always re-elect him. And when he gets ready to retire, he always retires 2 years into his final four-year term. At that point, the Republican Party nominates the chief deputy to fill out the last 2 years of the remaining term. The Board of Commissioners then rubber stamp the nomination, and the chief deputy moves up to sheriff, and the cycle repeats over and over again, thus giving the sheriff and the sheriff department a virtual monopoly. And here is an economic 101 fact for you. A monopoly, whether it be an individual or a corporation or a company, will never rise to a level of service higher than what is needed to maintain the monopoly. Let me say that again. A monopoly will never go beyond the level of service needed to maintain its monopoly. A good analogy would be the power company. Let's take our power company around here. Every time the wind blows, as we all know, the power goes out. And what does the power company do? They come out and set the power pole right back beside the very tree that knocked it down. And you have to ask yourself, how many times do they have to put that power pole back next to a tree before they figure out it's not such a good idea to put a power pole next to a tree? Well, obviously it takes more than 130 years because that's how long they've been doing it that way. However, 40 years ago, a company called the Disney Corporation went into Florida wanting to construct Disney World. Now, Disney is not a monopoly. They have to compete for the entertainment dollars that are available out there. And they knew they could not subject their customers at Disney World to a hot summer night in Florida in one of their hotel rooms without power. That would be disastrous for their business model. Now, unfortunately for Disney, the same power company that gives us our power here supplied power for that section of Florida. So Disney decided to do what they had to do. They decided to put in their own power plant and their own power lines. So from the point of generation to the point of consumption, all the power lines are underground at Disney World. And despite hurricanes, tornadoes, thunderstorms, lightning storms, the power has always been on at Disney. It hasn't so much as even blipped to this very day. Now, the power company saw how Disney did it 40 years ago. Yet, how do they continue to put power in? They come out, they drill a hole in the ground, throw a pine tree in the hole, and string tacky lines on it and call it power distribution. That, my friends, is an example of a monopoly not going beyond what it takes in order to maintain their monopoly. Disney showed the world how it ought to be done, but monopolies will not follow. And that is the kind of monopoly we have basically given our sheriff's department, as I have previously explained, by always re-electing the sitting sheriff. Now, let's take a look and see what we have gotten for our monopoly. First, let's take a look at the courthouse. It is stuffed to the brim with court cases, half of which are of the trivial kind and should never have been brought to trial. It is a waste of time and money to prosecute half of what we're prosecuting these days. You don't have to take my word for it. Look in the pilot. look in the public record there in the pilot and see for yourself how many trivial cases are tried each week in our district court. Things like improper address on a driver's license, not reporting proper address to the DMV, a burned out taillight, doing 29 in a 25. Boy, these are real crimes, aren't they? All they are doing is packing out our courthouse, and we're blowing off our own economic foot by doing this. Let me give you a good example. Let's look at district court. Let's take one day of the week. We'll pick Fridays. At the courthouse, it's known as Traffic Fridays. Now, let me ask you, how many cases do you think our district attorney has to prosecute on any given Friday? 100? 200? 300? Stop me when you think I get to the right number. 400, 500, 600. We still haven't hit the number. Our district attorney has to prosecute on any given Friday between 700 and 800 cases per Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, that is asinine. They don't even have a word invented for how asinine that is. And do you realize if we keep going at this pace, we will soon have to build a new courthouse? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to cost you about $50 million. And translating that into how big a check will you have to write? Well, you'll probably have to write one for about $5,000 per taxpayer. Any other day of the week at the courthouse, a district attorney has to prosecute approximately between 150 and 500 cases. So you see how rapidly we are running out of space in that courthouse. And believe it or not, one judge, has the power to order us to build a new courthouse whether we want to or not. Not only does he have the power, but he has the legal duty to do so if we have outgrown the space. When the courts can't accommodate the demand, then we must build another courthouse. Now, we don't have to go down that road if you so choose. If you'll elect me sheriff, I assure you we will not be going down that road. We are going to declutter the courthouse. We are going to quit chasing trivia. We are going to chase real crime and bring the crime rate down here in Moore County. That I promise you, and I will not fail you. Now let's look and see what else that monopoly that we granted the sheriff and the sheriff department got us. It also got us, and we have already spent, $41 million for a brand new detention center, the Rick Ryan Safety Center. What a colossal waste of money. $41 million, ladies and gentlemen, down a rat hole. And let's look and see what our $41 million got us, shall we? We've already spent it, so we might as well learn what's in there. First of all, remember, when our current sheriff declared his candidacy for sheriff, he said, and I quote, he was proud of the large input he had in the design and construction of the Rick Ryan Safety Center. So let's look and see what our sheriff has put in the Rick Ryan Safety Center. First of all, we have a magistrate's office. Not just any magistrate's office. We have a 5,000 square foot magistrate's office. Talk about waste of money. 5,000 square feet, ladies and gentlemen. That's the size of two large homes in Pinehurst. That's ridiculous. For one magistrate's office, that's bigger than a church. Now, I know the magistrate has to perform wedding ceremonies, but I didn't know that the taxpayer was liable for building the magistrate a church. Let's see what else is in the Rick Ryan Safety Center. Oh, we have a brand new 30,000 square foot sheriff's office. Why, of course, when we're spending taxpayers' money, let's spend it for something we already have. The sheriff's office was in the whole basement of the courthouse. Not anymore. That evidently wasn't enough room. It really was, but so be it. We spent the money. Now the sheriff has a brand new 30,000 square foot office. Enough for the next 30 years that you get to pay for today. What else does the sheriff have? Oh, yes, we built him a brand new gymnasium, a sheriff gymnasium. Now, I took the time to call other law enforcement departments that have a gymnasium and talk to either the sheriff or chief of police in charge. And I asked them how it was working out having that gymnasium in their department. Every single one of them told me that it was a complete waste of money, that less than 5% of their staff ever even used it. After the novelty wore off, it goes virtually unused. But when you're spending the taxpayers' money, what do you care if you got a monopoly? Let's see what else is in this center. Oh, yes, we have a courtroom. Unfortunately, it'll be a courtroom that no one ever uses. It might be used for a ceremonial event or some situation like that, but for what it was designed for, it will never be used. Why? Well, I took the time to talk to the judges in the Moore County Courthouse, and every single one of them told me the same thing. They will never, ever use the courtroom in the Rick Ryan Safety Center because their philosophy is, and it's right, and that is prisoners come to them. They don't go to prisoners. So the prisoners come to the courthouse. They don't go to the jail. And another reason the courtroom will never be used is because, according to the clerk of court, Ms. Hicks, and rightfully so, she said that the court records will never leave the courthouse and go to the Rick Ryan Center. The court records stay in the courthouse. Now, she's an elected official, and she knows what she's doing, and she's right. Court records do not leave the courthouse. They stay in the courthouse. Thus, the courtroom in the Rick Ryan Center will never, ever be used. Another colossal waste of your money. We have also grossly overbuilt the jail section of the center. Currently, there are no prisoners in the jail section. Why? Well, they screwed up the construction. That's right. They dedicated this building in April of 2013, and it will be April of 2014 at the earliest before they can even move a prisoner into the jail section of this building. Why? They screwed up the floors. They got the floor correct in the new sheriff's office, the new sheriff gymnasium, the magistrate's office, and the courtroom no one will ever use, but we messed it all up in the sole purpose of this whole building, the new jail. So you get to pay for two jails, the old one and the new one, until the new one is fixed and can accept prisoners. And when it does accept prisoners, when we move the prisoners over, it will only be about half full. They have built 30 years of expansion into the jails, ladies and gentlemen. So that means you are now paying for the prisoners that we will be housing in 2044. Aren't you glad your tax money is being spent so wisely? And you know I'm being facetious. This is such a huge, colossal waste of money. It just tears me up to see $41 million spent this way when it could have easily been spent educating our children. $41 million spent and crime has not come down one percentage point. What are we thinking? So let's recap where we are. We've got a sheriff that we have virtually given a monopoly to. Secondly, this sheriff is proud of the input he had in the design and construction of the Rick Ryan Safety Center. In that center, you have a courtroom that we can't use. We have a huge magistrate's office, 5,000 square feet. We have a jail that we can't even move prisoners into because it's so screwed up. And we built brand new sheriff's office when we already had one. We built a brand new sheriff gymnasium on top of it. And we have a crime rate that hasn't come down in the last 10 years since our current sitting sheriff has been associated with the sheriff's department. What else have we gotten for our monopoly? Well, in that Rick Ryan Safety Center is also space for a crime lab. Now, I'll be the first to admit, we need a crime lab. Yet, we had plenty of money for the sheriff's office. We had plenty of money for the sheriff's gymnasium, a courtroom we won't use, a huge magistrate's office that's way overbuilt, and a screwed up jail, but we didn't allocate one penny for a crime lab. Only space for it. No money to outfit it, no money to accredit it, and no money for staff. Yet, the crime lab would actually bring crime down and save the county huge amounts of money. Why has our sheriff not put forth a single bit of effort to make the crime lab a reality? I assure you, a crime lab will be my top priority as your new sheriff because it will more than pay for itself and it will help bring down crime. It is a no-brainer, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to tell you exactly why I say that right now. Currently, when someone's arrested, it takes almost a year before we can get them to trial. In some cases, it takes over 1,000 days to get them to trial. And here's why. Like I said, we don't have our own crime lab here in our county. So we have to send all our evidence in each case out to the state crime lab, which is already over 1,000 pieces of evidence behind. Plus, we're limited to 10 items of evidence per month. So if your case has 20 pieces of evidence, you're looking at least 2 months of quota to get your evidence back. And right now, it's taking about 8 months to get evidence back from the state crime lab. 8 months, ladies and gentlemen. And then another 4 months to prepare the trial and get it on the court docket and get to trial. So let's look at a couple of scenarios with and without our own county crime lab. Let's take drug dealer A and drug dealer B. Both were arrested manufacturing drugs. Drug dealer A gets bailed out of jail. And while he waits for the evidence to come back from the state crime lab, which takes about 8 months to get what they call back the sheet, drug dealer A is out there continuing his drug dealing activity. Crime goes on unabated with him. Plus, when it takes so long to get evidence back, the case can start to fall apart. Witnesses move. All of a sudden, we can't locate a witness. Or evidence gets lost, memories go bad. The longer it takes to get to trial, the lower the conviction rate and the higher crime rate is a result. Now let's take drug dealer B. Drug dealer B, let's suppose, is also caught with manufacturing drugs. His evidence goes off to the state instead of here in the county. While they're waiting for evidence to come back from the state, drug dealer B sits in jail because he's not as fortunate as drug dealer A. He can't afford to get bonded out. Therefore, he sits in jail on your nickel to the tune of $80 a day. That's the number that past Sheriff Lane Carter used in front of the Moore County Board of Commissioners. I think it's drastically understated, but we'll use that number for our purposes here. That means drug dealer B will cost the taxpayer $20,000 while we wait for the evidence sheet to come back from the state. If we had our own crime lab here in Moore County, we could get cases to trial in 4 months instead of the year that we're spending now. That's $20,000 savings per incarcerated prisoner. That means if we sped up the trial of 52 prisoners by 8 months, the crime lab would more than pay for itself. After that, more than 52 prisoners would be like turning the printing presses on and bringing the cost of government down for the taxpayer. Like I said, folks, this is a no-brainer. I cannot understand why our sheriff will not raise one single finger to try to get the crime lab to become a reality. I will get this county a crime lab if I have to take it out of the sheriff's budget. In fact, it will pay for itself. Plus, we can get grant money. And we can also probably get Sand Hills Community College to help in on the expense of running the crime lab since they could be using it as a teaching tool. Like I said, this is a no-brainer, and I will make it a top priority in my administration. Not only will the crime lab help reduce the actual crime in Moore County, it will save us money. Plus, it will help reduce the socioeconomic cost of not having a crime lab. We will get the bad guys to trial quicker, get higher conviction rates, lower the crime rate, and this county will be better off overall with a crime lab. Our current appointed sheriff has either been sheriff or chief deputy at the Moore County Sheriff's Department for the last 10 years. During his tenure there, crime in Moore County has risen 20%. We don't have to settle for this kind of crime rate, ladies and gentlemen. There are areas in North Carolina where crime actually comes down. In fact, it comes down substantially in many areas in our state, just not in Moore County. I have talked to many of the sheriffs and chiefs of police in the areas that are successful in bringing down crime in North Carolina. Every single one of them was asked, how did they achieve this success? And every single one of them had the same answer. They all said you must have high visibility, patrol neighborhoods, patrol businesses, and be proactive in your law enforcement. Our sheriff's department currently spends way too much time duplicating the efforts of other law enforcement agencies in our county and way too little time doing what actually brings crime down. Patrolling our neighborhoods, showing a high visibility in high crime areas, patrolling our businesses, shaking the doors to make sure they're locked. How many times have you headed north on US 1 towards Sanford, only to see a deputy sheriff sitting in the median running radar? This is not our job. That's the job of the highway patrol. If you're sitting in the median, running radar, playing highway patrolman, your homes and businesses are going unprotected. Patrols are not being made. Criminals know this. They know we're out there playing highway patrolman instead of actively trying to bring crime down in the high crime areas. Plus, this hurts us economically. We have a lot of people that come to our area to play golf, to spend money in our shops and restaurants, to spend time with us. And the first thing they see is a deputy sheriff sitting in the median playing the gotcha game with his radar gun and his citation book. This is a huge turnoff to tourism. People want to come down here and have a good time. They don't want to be slapped in the head with a citation book and a radar gun by some deputy who wants to play gotcha. This is piling on. They expect this from the highway patrol, not from the local government. Our time would be much better spent patrolling the high crime areas, such as that area between Morganton Road and Short Street in Southern Pines. Now, yes, this is in the Southern Pines jurisdiction. However, it is also in the sheriff's jurisdiction. We should flood that area with patrol cars and deter crime from happening. Every time crime raises its ugly head, we need a patrol car going by to deter it and make it go back in its corner. This is the area where lots of drug deals take place, lots of shootings take place. It is the highest crime area in Moore County. Yet we're not doing much about it. The district attorney is trying to do something about it. She has sued the property owner of the apartment where a lot of crime takes place, trying to get it declared a nuisance. Why aren't we over there patrolling it on a regular basis, like hourly or by the minute if necessary, to flush crime out of the area? And if you want crime to go somewhere else, you must get proactive. This is what I mean by that. Let's suppose someone comes and says, I suspect the house next to me is selling drugs because they have a lot of traffic going in and out of the house that is unfamiliar to the neighborhood. Instead of setting up an expensive and elaborate sting program and going over there and taking a battering ram and banging down the front door and going in with flashbangs and big rifles, let's try a different approach. Let's go knock on the front door right away and say, hey, we suspect you are selling drugs. Knock it off or move out of our county. I'm going to tell him if he is selling drugs, the best thing for him to do is pack up and leave our county because he's now on my radar and I'm going to be watching him. And if he continues to sell drugs, I am going to catch him. I'm going to put him in jail. In fact, I'm going to put him under the jail since I gave him a warning. Trust me when I tell you, drug dealers are the most paranoid people on earth. This will scare them to death. They will pack up. They will move. By being proactive, we can deter crime before it happens. This method will also ease demand on the resources of the sheriff's department. Plus, it will declutter our courthouse. We won't have to prosecute nearly as many cases. We won't have to spend the money prosecuting them. We won't have to spend the money housing prisoners. It will lower the demand on our jail space and our personnel. But more importantly, it will lower the crime rate. It will chase crime out of our county. Crime may be an acceptable norm for our current appointed sheriff, but I assure you, it's not an acceptable norm to me. I will bring the overall crime rate down in Moore County, and I, ladies and gentlemen, will not fail you. Our appointed sheriff, ladies and gentlemen, has been on the public payroll all his life. I, on the other hand, have been in the private sector all my life. I know what it's like to have to turn a profit in order to make a payroll. I know what it's like to have to be efficient with every single dollar in order to survive in the business world. My opponent and past sheriffs have learned a little trick. They understand that a politician will not deny the public safety. So when they go to the Board of Commissioners and say, hey, I need this and this and this, all for public safety, what's a public official supposed to do? Say, no, I'm not for safety? No, they whip out the checkbook and start writing checks for it. That's why you just spend $41,000 to change from a Beretta sidearm to a Glock sidearm, because the Glock is the latest, greatest kind of sidearm. But the only difference between a Glock and a Beretta is the location of the safety on the firearm. On a Beretta, it's on the side of the firearm. On a Glock, it's next to the trigger. But yet, our sheriff had to spend $41,000 of your hard-earned money just to change out the guns because of where the safety is. Please, come on. They will both kill you dead. This money would have been better spent in our classrooms than it would have been changing out perfectly good firearms. But this is just one of the examples between spending tax money at will and having to earn it in the private sector. Just to give you more of my background, I graduated from North Carolina State University in 1975 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in business management. In fact, I was their very first business management major. That was the first year they allowed the words business management on a diploma. And I, with the last name of Adams, was the first in line to get one. So there's a little North Carolina State trivia for you. I was the very first business graduate from North Carolina State University. From there, I went on to become project manager at Kildare Farms in Cary. That was the first and largest plant unit development in the state of North Carolina. And every single plant unit development in our state was patterned off of Kildare Farms and the work I did there. From there, I went on to start and grow my own construction company. And I grew it into the largest residential construction company in the state of North Carolina. I built over 2,000 homes at a value of over $400 million. I had a lumber bill every month of right at $20 million a month. Now, bear in mind, the sheriff's budget is $11 million a year. So I'm used to dealing with high numbers and high personnel because I did it in my own construction company. And I also owned and operated the largest nightclub on the East Coast. And ladies and gentlemen, I did all this by the age of 38. It was at that point that the layers of bureaucracy just got to me, and I decided to go in a different direction and start investing in broadcast properties, which is what I'm doing today. When I first started building homes, I could get a building permit in 10 minutes. When I decided to quit, it took me over 3 months to get a single building permit. That's how much bureaucracy filtered into the system during my building career, which was right at 20 years. But government managed to find a way to take every bit of the fun out of building a home. And I decided I wasn't going to get up and dread going to work every day. So that's why I switched careers and decided to follow my passion, which was, at the time, broadcasting. And I still enjoy broadcasting every single day. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I have outlined my vision as your next sheriff of Moore County. I am asking for your vote because, ladies and gentlemen, I have had it. I have had it with the way you are being treated by law enforcement in this county. It is time to get the law enforcement off the backs of the hardworking individual and on the backs of the criminal. Your current appointed sheriff has a totally different vision for Moore County than I do. He has stated that he has no plans for any large changes in the way the sheriff's office runs. And based on the last 10 years of his performance and the fact that those who fail to learn from history are bound to repeat it, you can expect a minimum of a 20% rise in your crime rate over the next 10 years, just like you've experienced for the last 10 years. I, on the other hand, will not put up with that. I am tired of people making a rise in crime a part of our lifestyle. It's unacceptable to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I promise you this. I will bring down your crime rate. And ladies and gentlemen, I promise you this too. I will not fail you. Please cast your vote for Steve Adams for sheriff this May. Thank you for listening. And thank you for visiting AdamsForSheriff.com.